for lav la kapora also. The ikar chiyuv of a korban oil is not for a kapora. It's a present you bring into Hashem. So you have to be afraid, mashoyil, or maybe people would leave it over and not bring it so fast. So Rabbanu should make gezer, you can't have enough from the wool. Or do we maybe know? Kivan di oil nami mechap mechapur aesei. Person doesn't isra say. So you don't get malchus for it. So the kapora you get is a korban oil. If you bring a korban oil, you'll have a kapora. There's no chiyuv, but if you bring it, you have a kapora. So maybe since a lot of people bring it for kapora, also there's a svara, loy mashoyil, people will not leave it over. And therefore there's no gzerim in the Rabbanin. So that's our shalah, the hair of this korban oil that came off by itself before shchita, late after shchita, what's going to be the loch? Is it mutaban or not? So Mara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, ha-tolish, semami b'chortam. Somebody pulls off the hair of a b'chortam. Afa pishanilad, but even though mum came on it later, shachatu also. And you shechted later, still it's also, that hair is also. So who, even by a b'chor, Taima, what's the reason why it's also banor the tolish? Only because you pulled it off yourself. Mashmuho nitlash, if the hair comes off by itself, shori. Even by a bechor, that's not for kapor at all. So you see, you don't make the xeris. If so, then the svar should be bechor shchen ela, for sure there should be a svar by korban ela. Also, the loy mashoy ela, the people don't leave it over. That should be mutabanor. So it should be right clearly that the hair of a korban ela should be mutabanor. Most could be no. I'll tell you really who adin. The same halacha applies afilu nitlash. That this brisa says here, atolus sam, you pull off the wool, lav dafmi, you pull it off, even if it comes off by itself, it'd be the same thing. Nami yosa, it'd be yosa. I've heard it telling him, why does it say a lashon of atolus if you pulled it off? He's levicha koicha da kavi, once teaches the kiddush according to akavia. The what? The babal mum, afilu batolus nami shari. It's only yosa here because it was a tam. But if the bechor would have been a babal mum, that even though you pull off there also it's mutter. I but not we learned in our Mishnah Nosha Tanana says in the Mishnah where the hair came off by itself. I tell you Tana Nosha Rabbanan. The Mishnah says the case where the hair fell off by itself reaches the Chiddush according to the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan old, even though you make a shechita later, still it's also Bano. The making zero you may come to leave it over. But Tana Tulish it says Tulish Akavia. The could be Nikhman, according to Akavia, even if it was a Bchor Baal Mum, and then later you pulled off the hair, could be it's muta bano. But here that says it's also, it's going according to chornim, and it's only also by a bechor. So you have no one who will be by korban ela. It could be never by korban ela, maybe it be muta bano. So you can't bring any proof from me, it could be a korban ela, it will be muta bano. Can't bring a proof. Right, then the Mishnah says, Semer hamadutl. So when it says, hey chidom, what's the case that's still attached like it looks? Like it's part of the wool. What's the case where you could tell it was cut off before? It doesn't look like part of the giza cutting off now. Omer Reb Loza, Omer Rosh Lakish, Kol Sheikroi Hofech Kalpe Roshay means the roots of the hair are like facing outwards. Rashi says it's folded over and it looked like sticking out. So you could tell that hair didn't come off now. When you're shearing off the hair now, all the roots are facing towards the skin. Here that these roots of the hair are facing upwards, mashma came out before. We have nosam areishi yoma kol sheino mesmoich imagiza. It's not smooth. It's not mesmoich. It's not smooth with the rest of them. Vashes sheino shove imagiza el nira oila lamala. It goes above, sticks out more than the other ones. That's also called nira. It came up before. Now the Gemara says, Rosh Lakish, my time, how come he doesn't say el yoma krav nosam areishi yoma? Omer Rebbe Loik, so Rosh Lakish holds. No, every time you shear off, there's always some hair that was sticking out a little bit above, a little bit below. Just the fact it's not smooth, that's no proof. Every shearing off looks a little bit above, a little bit below. Therefore, the only thing that makes it not like we're sheared off now is you can tell clearly the roots of the hair are like sticking out, it's bent over. But otherwise, that's called im hagiza. That'll be mutter. Yehadim alech lakech beima. So the Mishnah says, Ad kama Yisrael chayovim litapel b'bechor. A b'chor, Rashi says, b'chor b'zman hazeh, kodim shenen lakum, before you give it to a kohen, shemuzel akfel etzloi b'chor chlefanasoi. By today, a b'chor, the kohen really can't use it. He has to wait till it becomes a bamum, and then he can shecht it. So before it becomes a bamum, you have to watch it and feed it. So he has a chiv to feed the b'chor. So it says that Yisrael, like, has a chiv to take care of it, Akam Yisroch Yev Natapu Bebchol, Bedaka small bechol, like a lamb or a sheep. Ishleshim Yoim, the Yisroel has to first hold on to the first 30 days, because it's hard to take care of it, then he has the mother there, the mother helps him, and then he can first give it to the Kohen. Or the Gasa by Big Bame, or cow, ox, Chemishim Yoim, the first 50 days it has to stay by the Yisroel, then you first give it over to the Kohen. If Yisroel has to be a small animal, a sheep, Shleshim Cheshlesh Chodashim, 3 months it has to be by the mother, because it's hard to feed it. What's going to be Amalei Kohen Batechaz? Let's say the Kohen says to Yisroel in the middle of his man, Tenu li, please give me the Bechor right now and I'll feed him. Harezli, late night, no, you're not allowed to do it. It's also for the Yisroel to give it to the Kohen before 30 or 50 days. V'imbal mumu, let's say the Bechor has a mumu ready. Now if the Kohen takes it, he can shecht it right away. The Yomla, the Kohen says to Yisroel, Tenu li, give it to me, Shechlenu, I want to shecht it right now. Then Muta, then the Yisroel is allowed to give it to the Kohen right away. What's going to be if a Shasa, maybe Shasa, we had a Beis Hamikdash. Imho Yitomim, if the Bechor was a Tam. Omalo, he said like this, Tain V'yakrivenu, give me the Bechor right now, I want to bring it for Korban. Muta, also you give it to the Kohen right away, you can bring it for, once it's 8 days old, you can bring it for Korban. Now, HaBechor Nechal Shona B'Shona. The Chachilu is supposed to bring the Bechor and eat it that first year. Like this, Bein Tam, Bein Balmum. There's this man, you had the Beis Hamikdash, and then you had to bring it during that first year. If it had a Balmum, then he knows the Shecht at the first year. Shem and the Postic says, Lefnei Hashem Mekechot Echlenu, Shona B'Shona, means that first year, try and eat the Bechor. But if a Shteitzich, if, let's say, this man is there, that you can't bring it for Korban, you have to wait until it becomes a Balmum, if it takes more than a year, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. So it says now, what's going to be, Nolad Loi Mum B'Tesh Shinosai, if let's say a mum came during the first year, so Rishon Lekaimu call Shnei Masachodesh. Like you're allowed to wait 12 months, so you don't have to eat it the first month, you could wait till the end of the year. Aliyachal Yud Beis Chodesh and Rishon Lekaimu, then you're not allowed to hold on to it anymore, you have to eat it. El Olam Ejoim, it's only 30 days. We'll see in the Gemara, Midin Mitzvah, if a mum comes upon the Bechor after it's a year old, then you have a right of 30 days to wait. But right after 30 days, you should make sure to eat the Bechor, to shecht it. Yeah, right? Yeah. Now it must like this. Minonimili, how do we know this? That a Bahama Dak is 30, a Bahama Gas is 50 days. Some more nice psukim. Omar of Khan, the Omar Kodaposik says, Bechor Bonecho Titanli, a pigeon a ben, give your child to me. Kain Tasta Tsanecho, the same thing you do to your son, the Bechor Vitsain. Leyoscho Dimecho Loitacha, don't leave over your Trumas or Maisris. Kain Tasta Shorcho, then do the same thing to Shorcho. So with Ashna this, we know Pidgin HaBen is 30 days. So that goes on Tzonecha, that's Behem HaDaka. L'yachu V'dimachem, because that's going on Bikurim. Bikurim, Rashi says, is 50 days. Like usually the Tzvua gets right by Pesach time, and you first bring Bikurim Shavuos time, 50 days later. So with Ashna, the Bikurim, that goes on Shor, Mashba Behem HaGasla, is 50 days. You must Epech change it around. Epech HaNo, because really the Pesukim are not Mashma this. You can read the Pesukim both ways. Where it says Mistavra de Matkul Lamakta Lunach de Macher, says the word Bechor Benecha first, and says the word Seincha first. So they go first. But the more no Adarabba, the Samachle, goes what's next to it. It says Bechor Benecha Titmechinasa Shechor, but it says Shor next to Bechor, so go what's the Samachle. Maybe 50, maybe 30 the other way. And the Rabbi Amarabba, all my quote apostles like this Tasa, when it says the apostle by Shechor, it says Tasla Shechor. That by Yishor you have to work more with it. So not only just have 30 days, but him you have to have the 50 days. For the Gemara Ve'im of Shishin, if you say the Pasuk says more, maybe it means twice as much as a Behem Adaka. A Behem Adaka is 30 days, you have to feed it. So maybe a Behem Agasta is 60 days. So what it says, the Maskona is, Loi Mosra Chakos Velachom. The Pshat is, these things to dash, and what the Torah really means, is up to Chomim. That's what a chom dashan. Haisafir doesn't mean a new 30 days. It only means the same shiur as Bikurim, 50 days. Yeah. So that's done with this. Machte, these are the shiurim that Yisrael should hold on to a Behema Gasa for 50 days and a Behema Daka for 30 days. Then it says, Tanim Mar says, Tanya Namulam, like this, Tanya Namiyachi, says, Bechor Benecha Titanli, Kain Tasla Sencha, that 30 days. Yochlav says, after Shorcha, maybe Shor is also enough 30 days. Talmud says Tasa, you have to do more. It's Haisa Lechol Akosav Asiyachas. You have to do more than that. Peshorcha. How much more? Loi moscha kosna vachomim. Something chom to say is mikanam mechol. From here we learn out. At kam yisor yov nahatu v'bechol. Till how long does Yisrael have to work with his bechol? Feed it before he gives it to the kohen. The behei medaka shloishim yoyim. The gasa chamishim yoyim. The behei medaka by your ox or by a cow. You have to wait 50 days. Reb Yosi yema bedaka shloishim chadashim. You have to wait 3 months by behei medaka. Why? Bevneish tipula meruba. It's very hard to work with it. You have to feed it. It's hard. It's a lot of tipul. So you want to make sure get the right thing so that Yisrael has to work with it. Or else there's other swords. Anita's mother. Anita's mother. Well, 1 second. The eternal universe of Rosh Hashanah, its teeth are small, it can't chew yet. So therefore, it needs its mother to help it to chew or to nurse it. So therefore, you have to leave the Behemoth Daka there 3 months by the Yisrael where the mother is. Then the Mishnah said, what's going to be your mom? Aloy HaKoyim, Tzeichas Man, Tenu Li, the Kohen says, Mother's time, give it to me. I raise it then, Aloy, you're not supposed to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen says, give it to me before 30 or 50 days, the Yisrael should not give it to him. Again, the Bechor B'zman is there, where it's a time, it's not a balmum yet, so the Kohen can't eat it yet, so you can't give it to the Kohen early. My time, why not? On the Rosh Hashanah, Mevnei Shenir, it looks like a Kohen HaMasayei V'Beis HaGronis. Looks like a Kohen that's like working for the Yisrael by the crop, Amanat that the Yisrael should pay him back the Truma, that you're not allowed to do. See also, really it's up to the Yisrael to work with this Bechor 250 days. If he gives it away early, the Peshat is the Kohen says, I'll work for you, I'll feed him the extra days for you. I'm not sure give him to me. So Kohen is not allowed to do that. There's no one like this. Ha-Kahanim, the Halevim, Ra'anim. Noni, Ha-Masiyayim, the Beis HaGronis. That they're helping in the Beis Ha-Masiyayim, the Beis HaRoyim. They're working by the shepherd. The Beis HaGronis down by the field where the tool grows. Those are the Beis HaMetzachayim by the butcher store. So Lohu is, Ein Noisim Lehem, Truma Samaisim, Schorim. The Yisrael is not allowed to pay them back. Truma Samaisim for their pay. If you Moisim Kain, if the Kain does or the Yisrael does this, Chiluloi, you'd be Mechalo, the Truma, it's not nice. There's a nis upon the Kain, you shouldn't work to get the Truma Maisers. The Lehem HaKosvam, and then the Pesach says, Shichatem Bris HaLevi, you'd be Mash, because you're destroying the Bris HaLevi. If you have another Pesach says, with Kosh HaBnei Yisrael, it's a Chalo. Leisimus, you should not die. Mash, if you do this, you'll die and have Misa from it. My VM, what's the second Pesach? Maybe you'll tell me, Mr. Law, you won't die from this. Tashma, the pasuk says yes. Yes, Kachshu Bnei Yisrael, it's Chal Vayis Anusu. Or Bikshu Chom Kain, to Chom Tzimil, want to make a kenas here. In the case we a Kain did this, he worked on the fields that Yisrael paid him back with truma. So Kuvit nis upon the Yisrael also. So Chom want to make a kenas here. Lius Mafrish Nleim Truma or Mashlim. The Chom wanted that Mishlehem that the Yisrael should have to take off truma Samais the second time. They want to make a kenas. The Balabatim, with Neimalakons, Malakons didn't make this Knas, do most Lafushim and Aptura Lachiv. That they're afraid if they make a Knas, take off Truma again, it's only the Abundic Truma. So they're afraid maybe they'll take off Truma from the wrong places. Therefore they didn't make the Xera. But Miku Adin, you're not allowed to do this. A Kohen can't work for the Yisrael, and after the Yisrael pay him back either the Trumais, or else the Bechorim, or else the Matanis means the Zerav Lachayim the Kevra. Not nice for Yisrael to work by Yisrael, or Kain to work for Yisrael in order to get these matanis. Yeah. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding up Chav Zayin number Alfi on top. Yeah, the last Bryce just said what the Tanur Rabbonim was that the Kahanim, Malavim, Vaniyim, Hamasayim, Beis HaGronois, Hamasayim that help along the Beis HaRoyim by the shepherd's house, the Beis HaGronos by the fields, the Beis HaMasayim by the bushes, is it's no good. If they're working there, Ein Oisim Lehem Truma Omaisi. You're not supposed to give them Truma Samaisim B'Schorin. Now Al Gemara says, Les Gemara Hedav Chulan,